The Black Caps are struggling against an accurate West Indies bowling attack in the opening one day in Barbados. Put into bat, the tourists are 104 for 4 after 25 overs. Martin Guptill made 24, Finn Allen 25, while Kane Williamson is unbeaten on 25. Spinner Akhil Hussain has taken 3 wickets. Meanwhile, England's new baz-ball style of play under coach Brendan McCullum was put on the back burner. South Africa's seamers removed England's top order cheaply and reduced them to 116 for 6 before rain forced an early end to day one of the first test at Lord's. The Wellington Phoenix upset A-League champions and host Melbourne City 2-1 last night to reach the quarterfinals of the Australia Cup. The Phoenix will play another A-League side, Macarthur FC, in the last 8. And Auckland City coach Albert Riera says the team deserved to win their 10th Oceania Champions League title. They beat Tahiti AS Venus 3-0 in the final in Auckland to book their place at the next FIFA Club World Cup.
Extremely happy. I couldn't be happier, especially for the players, because I lost track of how many trainings we had so far, how many games. It's been a very long journey. Nabi Blue Boys, they showed that they deserve to be the best team in Oceania.
It was Auckland City's first Oceania title since 2017. New Zealand rugby boss Mark Robinson has denied claims he was bailed up by All Blacks players seeking clarity on Ian Foster's position. Foster has been retained to the end of next year's World Cup. Robinson says he spoke with senior players who backed Foster following last weekend's win over the Springboks, but he dismissed suggestions the conversation was confrontational.
It wasn't heated at all. It was over a beer, and it was a really relaxed setting, really constructive. Great contributions for them from them, some listening and some feedback.
While Foster has kept his job, Joe Schmidt has been given an expanded role within the coaching team. And in the NPC last night, Otago beat Hawke's Bay 18-13. Koinā ngā pūrongo, hākinakina.